All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 13th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have on this Friday, I think a big 11-game MLB main slate and then plenty of college football action, NFL action headed into the weekend. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have our build review show going live 5 p.m. Eastern Monday through Friday. And that show will get kicked off in about an hour here. So it should be a fun one as well. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Going to pull up the main slate here. And we're going to start with questions that came in the Discord, as always, first. And then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. But Car Park said, hey, Andrew, thanks as always for doing these. Happy to help, man. Happy to answer people's questions and help them become better DFS players. So first question, any helpful tutorials? I do see that there is Saber Sim School, but I had trouble adding additional contests aside from the first one I uploaded. I had one entry fee contest and one 20 entry contest. So two things to note here. First is Saber School, right? This was a little bit more of a quiet release. We've basically added this library of content where not only does our content go to YouTube, but you could access it directly from inside of Saber Sim. So we have like our what we call Saber Sim 101 videos. We have more strategy type videos and how to beat certain sports, more like kind of advanced stuff. And you get access it all from here. So you don't have to go all over the place to find that info. We have our ultimate exclusive videos. We have all of the Office Hours shows. And then this my video section is like, if you, there's like an ability to favorite or like star a video when you come in and watch these, and then those will go to my videos. So all that content lives here inside of Saber Sim, in case anybody didn't know. So thank you for calling that out. And then second here is if you want to upload additional entries, say you come in, you enter a single entry, you bring your CSV into Saber Sim, and then afterwards you go and add a couple of additional contests. So the first way to get your CSV in is this upload entries button, right? After you upload, there's going to be a smaller icon that will just look like this up arrow. It will not be green. It will not say upload entries. It'll just be like a quarter of the size. And it'll just be the up arrow. If you come in here and you click the up arrow, you can re-download an entry file to overwrite the existing one. So when you do that, we're going to get your updated entries, your updated contests, whether you deleted some, added some, whatever it may be. And then that information will come into Saber. All right, next question. How can I make sure one of my favorite lineups is in each contest? Can we do a walkthrough? Good question here. So the way I would do this is I would just lock the lineup. So the way this would work is if I come in here, going to build 500 entries or 500 lineups rather. And let's let these run. All right, lineups are loading. So lineups are loaded, right? So let's say you're playing a number of contests, right? Let's say you're playing a single entry, a 3 max, and a 20 max, and you want one lineup in all three of those, right? You're like, you know what? My single entry lineup, I want it in my 30 max. I want it in my 20 max. The best thing you can do is just lock the lineup. So what I would do is say it's number, you know, six, right? A little bit lower. And let's say I'm doing it backwards. Say I'm doing my 20 max first and then my 3 max and then my single entry last. So I'd come in here and be like, oh, lineup number six. I really like that one, right? So I'm going to lock it with this lock icon. Now what happens is every time I change this number of lineups, it's going to prioritize this lineup to make sure it gets used before other lineups. So if I come in here and I switch this to three, ideally it would change it to lineups one, two, and three, right? But because it's locked, it will go one, two, six. So I see I have lineup one, I have lineup two, and then it jumps to lineup six. Then now if I go to my single entry, right, and I only need one lineup, well, it's going to prioritize the locked lineup and it's going to put number six here. So having a lineup locked will make sure it gets used in every contest before other lineups do. So even if you did this in like a multi-fill, if this lineup was locked, the builder would, it should put this lineup into every contest, I think. I'm actually not 100% sure. I know single fill will do that, but since multi-fill takes lineups out, I would have to check. I'd probably have to test that to see if that would work. But ideally, locking the lineup will make sure it gets used every single time and make sure this lineup is prioritized. All right, another question. Is there a convenient way to game stack for a contest in MLB? If I wanted to game stack Coors today, how do I get both teams with a reasonable ROI? So easiest thing to do here is just to go into the games tab, tell the builder how many lineups you want of the game stack. So say, hey, I want 50% of my lineups to have this game stack. And then I go into rebuild lineups and then I build. Or you could do it before you build, right? Either this will say build lineups or it'll say rebuild. Either option's fine. But just setting this as a pre-build input will go to the builder and we'll make sure we return enough lineups that are to your liking effectively here, right? So let's let this build just kind of show what this looks like. It may take a little bit longer when you start to put in some of these minimax exposures on the game level, on the team level. So might need to be a little bit more patient with it, but we're already almost, you know, three quarters of the way done building here, and it really hasn't felt like too long of a stretch here. All right, so lineups are loaded up, and we're going to see that the pool exposure for the game stack is 50%, and then we make sure that half of the lineups that we are viewing also has 50% of that game stack. So that is going to be the easiest way to force a game stack. All right, next question. Still having a hard time getting used to the new SaberSim. If I'm running a build for high-stakes single entry and I want to see each tournament's top 20, then select a single lineup out of the 20. What is the best way? Good question. So the reason you're probably having trouble is because it's defaulting to single fill or multi-fill. The best thing to do is switch it to download CSV or favorites, because that gives you the ability to change this My Lineups number to whatever you want. So once you change the target to download CSV or favorites, you could come in here and alter the My Lineups number to whatever number you want. So if you have one entry, it's going to default to one. But then if you go and change target to download CSV, now I could change it to 15. I could change it to 20. I could scroll here. I could find the lineup I want. And then I can lock it and then turn this back, My Lineups back to one, target back to single fill, whatever you want. So that's the way I would recommend doing that. All right, next question. I've realized that managing diversifiers effectively is beyond my current understanding, so I would prefer to concentrate on elevators despite the greater variance. Could you direct me to some instructional videos or provide a walkthrough? Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think that this is a good point, right? You're basically like, hey, you know, these are my strengths and my weaknesses. I know them, I understand them, and I'm going to basically optimize for them, right? I think that's a good thing. You know, there's I think in the Tim Ferriss book, The 4-Hour Work Week, he talks about like, hey, it's not about, you know, incrementally getting better at what you're bad at. It's focusing on what you're really good at, and you'll see, you know, exponential gains in those areas. And, you know, you're like, you know what? 150 maxes are just not for me. I really want to focus on like single entry. Like, hey, that's okay, right? So don't feel bad about that. But we do have a couple good videos here, so I'm going to drop this one. So one of them is called 5-Step Process to Building a Profitable MLB DFS Lineup. This just talks about building one single lineup and how to basically like focus on that. So this is like a really good single entry strategy video. I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to watch that. And then I will also drop it in the Discord where you asked this question. So sending it to you directly there, but that's going to be a great video for hitting, you know, honing in your single entry strategy and the principles applied. I know it's like a MLB video, but the principles applied apply to multiple sports. So check it out. Let me know what you think in the Discord. We can keep the conversation going. All right. Good stuff there. Jumping over to the live YouTube chat. Next question. When I'm doing late swaps, does the simulator take into consideration if the locked players in your lineup performed poorly and therefore surround them with lower owned players? Good question. So it does if you are using the live contest sims. So basically what we do, and we can go back to, you know, a past slate and look at this, you know, so I go back to the main slate from yesterday. And we go to a build. Maybe because it's over. Thursday to Monday football would actually be a good example. Say we go Thursday to Monday NFL. I come in here. And you're going to and this updates while the games are in play. I know the game's over. I know the slate is multi-day, but you know, for Sunday, for example, this is going to update throughout the games. So basically what happens is at the end of, I'm almost positive, I think they run like every like 5 to 15 minutes, the live game sims do, but we are taking in the information of the game and we are playing out the rest of the game. So what happens here is like, say in the first quarter, you know, Josh Allen throws a touchdown to Keon Coleman, right? And Keon Coleman's projection is 10 points. Well, let's say in the first quarter, he already has 8. You know, is 10 really a good projection for the rest of the game? Like, probably not, right? So what we're going to do is like, hey, you know, so-and-so player has this many points at this point in the game. This is the game state. This is the score. We are going to project them. We're going to update their projection for the rest of the game. And that gives us a better sense of what players' true projections are, right? I think like a good examples of this are like baseball players. If somebody hits a home run in the first inning, you know, that's 14 DraftKings points. And most of these hitters are projected for like anywhere from like 7 to 10 points, right? Like they've already exceeded their expectation. They still probably have 3 at bats left. You know, their projection should in fact be higher, right? So that's like the way it works too. So what we're doing is we're taking in that information and then you rebuild your lineups. And then if you have the contest sims, you can click run contest sim. And then it's going to basically assign the fantasy points to each player. And it's going to use the actual lineups from the contest and say, okay, hey, you know, these lineups have a better chance of winning. These lineups are doing poorer. So then it basically takes the lineups that are doing poorer and says, okay, you know, these lineups are doing bad. We need to optimize for, you know, these lower upside, these lower owned players doing really good. And then we need to try and play those plays in an effort to get some of our ROI back. So We are doing that with our live data. Sam said, thanks for the answer and the video link. If there are any follow-up questions, I'll write in Discord. Yeah, it's perfect. And I'll make sure to get back to you there. We can even mention it on stream. You know, some of that, those conversations are good, you know, for everyone to hear. So I like bringing them up on stream because it probably ends up helping out somebody else too. All right. Looks like we're caught up here in the live YouTube chat. Going to check office hours one more time here. Looks like we're caught up there as well. So why don't we do a little bit of a build demo? You know, let's build some lineups. And we'll talk a little bit of MLB, right? I mean, there is no football today. And we do have office hours tomorrow. So plenty of time to talk about NFL strategy. Also, somebody was asking me, I think this is probably a good thing to bring up. You know, when our NFL projections are like pretty set in stone, you know, after the Friday injury reports, we do like a final sweep heading into the weekend since, you know, the teams are mostly like doing walkthroughs on Saturdays. There's like no official injury reporting on Saturdays, just like if players are in or out. But as far as I know, there's no injury report on Saturdays. So after that Friday injury report, you know, we check everything and get everything ready heading into the weekend. There's going to be updates over the weekend. You know, odds are moving, different things like that. But I feel pretty comfortable with the projections coming like Friday night, Saturday morning. So just a heads up there. But all right, let's say we're building some MLB lineups here on FanDuel for today. So I'm going to go in and I like to use like a filter here, something I'll do where it just says like pitchers greater than 60 pitches. So I don't want to play guys on like pitch count, in innings limits, things like that. You know, I don't even know if 60 is like enough, to be honest, but it will get rid of some of these guys, right? So it should. Pitches greater than 60, save. I wonder if it does it. Pitches. Okay, so it is doing it, but yeah, see, it might need to be like a little bit higher. You got to be careful with some of these guys, right? Like Crochet's been throwing like 55, 60 pitches. They've been managing him down the stretch. So like, I'm probably going to X him. Jacob DeGrom making his first start off the IL, probably going to be limited, you know, and the pitches like warrant that, you know, their ownership reflects that as well. But for me, it's one of those things where like, even if this guy is throwing a no hitter, he is still coming out of the game. And that just tells me that like they lack upside basically. So I'm going to remove some of those guys down at the bottom. And then aside from that, pretty comfortable with what I'm seeing there. I like to turn on the don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. And I will run this, but we're only going to run 500 lineups just to save a little bit of time here. So in the meantime, while that runs, I'm going to go to contests. You know, let's say that I am playing the 25-cent 150 max contest, right? So even if I don't have a CSV uploaded, I can come in here, right-click on the contest, use this add custom contest sim pop-up here. I can enter the number of entries that I have in the contest. If I'm only entering 20, I should update this number to 20. Also remember that we don't have the actual contest data for FanDuel. They don't allow us to download it. So we have some preset percentages here. You could do yourself a favor and check these and make sure they're accurate. You know, maybe it's 20%, maybe it's 15%. I'm not sure, but you could do the math. And the way you do the math is first place prize divided by the prize pool, which is 5K, gets you your percent first. And then you take the last entry paid divided by the total number of entries in the contest to get percent entries paid. So I'm just going to leave it at the defaults, but just wanted to give a little bit of insight into how that works. So now I'm in build two. Going to click run on my contest sim. Going to move some columns around while this finishes up. Try that again. Scoot over. Huh. Kind of weird. Okay, now it's working a little bit better. All right. So contest sim is done. Now, what I like to do is come in here and make sure I have two aggregate metrics, average projection, and then average contest sim. If you have a CSV, you can use target contest, but I don't, so I'm going to use the flagship MME ROI. Then that will populate there. This was a 150 max. And then I'm also going to change my sorting metric to the contest sim ROI that we ran. Sort by exposure. All right, so I'm about ready to go here. Now, the way I like to use this is I like to look at the average projection and the average ROI, and I like to increase the min uniques until these numbers change drastically, right? Going to 3 min uniques, average projection actually went up a little bit. ROI is down almost like 10% total. I might stay at 3. You know, there's another thing that you should be looking at while you do this is your actual exposures, right? The actual exposures that you're seeing, are you comfortable with them? And the fact that we don't have any player over 30% owned, including pitchers, no hitters over like 26%, you know, if you really wanted to go to 4, I think it's okay. But for me, 3's good, and I preserve that like 10% ROI. So I'm happy with that. I can come in here and spot check some of this stuff, like our highest pool stack types or our highest exposed stack types. That looks good. Nothing crazy going on with the game stacks. It's like a small bug here. Oh, interesting. So it's like double sorted. So it's like sorted by time ascending and then not by exposure. So I don't know if it's meant to be like that. It looks like it. I can check my team stacks, you know, checking like pools, just making sure like, okay, hey, you know, this 2% pool exposed team isn't showing up in like all my lineups, but all this looks fine. And I mean, all in all, I'm pretty happy with these lineups, and I'd be ready to rock and roll here. So that's about it as far as building some solid MLB lineups for today. So other than that, reminder about our build review show going live in about 30 minutes here. Should be a good one. But until then, everybody, thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you all very, very soon. So take care. Thank you.